Hey, this is Michelle, and you're listening to Words with Michelle, the podcast, a show where I sit down and have conversations with influencers on a range of topics, anything from natural hair, employment, discrimination, food, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to send me an email, hit me up at michelle@wordsmichelle.com. Thanks for tuning into another episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. This episode wasn't really planned. I'm doing it in the moment, just going with the emotion that I was feeling. My previous episode, which was episode 65, was the catalyst for this show. In the last episode, I sat down to speak with TV host, chef, and artist Roger Mooking about his involvement with Soundbites Retreats. Just to remind you, Soundbites are day-long retreats for emerging artists. The Art Gallery of Hamilton partnered with Roger Mooking to offer this incredible opportunity to emerging artists. These retreats cover creative and professional development in music, writing, and visual arts. So if you're an artist, it's a must attend. I was fortunate enough to be invited to attend. So the title for today's show is My Soundbites Experience. But before I get into the details of the show, I'd like you to know that this episode is sponsored by my upcoming book, Words with Michelle, Inspirational Conversations with Today's Black Canadian Changemakers. Words with Michelle is a book that was inspired by my blog and podcast. I write about my conversations with contemporary Black Canadian changemakers who shared lessons they learned to achieve their success, which I in turn used to pursue my goals. I share how I used their lessons correctly, incorrectly, and not at all, and what the consequences were of my actions and inactions. My book will be available at Word on the Street in Toronto on September 28th and 29th. Hope to see you there. It is also available in select Indigo stores and online at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. Now back to the show. In my last interview with Roger, he mentioned that the writing retreat would be of interest to anyone involved in the literary arts. Being a chef and foodie, he also wanted to infuse a dash of culinary arts. That sounded like heaven. It was a retreat combining my two loves, food and writing. But believe it or not, although the retreat sounded like it was curated exclusively for me, I wasn't really considering it attending. I had a lot on my overflowing plate already. But when I sat down to listen and to edit the last episode, I realized that Roger told me to apply for the retreat numerous times. He didn't just say it once throughout the course of the podcast, he said it about 7 times. Because I had such a great time connecting with him and chatting with him and getting to know him during the interview, how could I possibly say no? As soon as I completed the interview, I hopped on to the site and applied for the opportunity. Guess what? A few days later, I received my acceptance email. I was jumping for joy. I called a friend of mine and told him about the retreat, and he said the retreat was made for me. He knows that I'm a writer with an unhealthy food obsession. So attending the retreat was the best possible decision. It was so me. I knew I had to go. Even though I was accepted, I had no idea how I'd make it to the retreat. All of the participants had to meet in downtown Hamilton, the Art Gallery of Hamilton to be exact. I live in Toronto and I don't have a car. I know I could take public transit, but time was of the essence. My mind was racing. Not only was I going through personal stuff, I found out early on in that week that a cousin of mine passed away suddenly in his sleep, and it really affected me. I was also feeling worried and guilty for taking time away from my book. For the past few weeks, I was working on getting things ready for my book launch at the end of the month, and it was crunch time. I couldn't justify taking away time from my book. But Roger's words got to me. You gotta apply, Michelle. You gotta apply. How could I say no to this amazing opportunity? So I reached out to my family in Hamilton and asked if I could stay for the weekend. Then I had to backtrack and get a ride to Hamilton. I asked a family friend and he said he'd let me know. In just under 24 hours, he said he'd take me and showed up at my doorsteps on Friday afternoon. Once I got to Hamilton, I felt great. I was relieved. I was one step closer to the retreat, and also to meet Roger in person. We spoke via Zoom, but I needed to meet this very persuasive person in person. So to ensure that I got to the pickup spot for the retreat on time, I lied to my family. Nope, I didn't feel bad about that, but I had to make it to the event, and nothing was going to stop me. I had to lie about the time of arrival. On Saturday morning, my aunt and cousin drove me, and I was the very first person to arrive to the meetup spot. I was there at 7:40 a.m., a whole hour before we were supposed to be there. After waiting for everyone to show up at the meeting place, we boarded a big yellow bus and were on our way at 8:45 a.m. The retreat took place in Owen Sound, which is a 2.5 hour drive from Hamilton. After the long but pleasant drive, we reached our destination, Rockland Market. We jumped out of the school bus and were given an enthusiastic welcome by Roger Mooking. We were immediately fed. We were given delicious jerk chicken, rice and peas, and one of my faves, fried plantain. After we stuffed our bellies, it was time to get to know each other, so all the participants shared a bit about themselves. After that, Roger told us about what we were to expect from the day. He wanted us to connect with one another and get as much information as we could possibly get from the day. The first speaker was a story professor and writer. He was just amazing. He broke down the elements for writing a great story. It was genius. I loved it. It felt like I was in school again. I captured all his words in my notebook. Thank you so much, Alan. You were incredibly enlightening. He gave us a few creative exercises, which allowed us to work on our storytelling skills. I can be very shy, so sharing my info with everyone else was a little difficult, but I forced myself to do it. Our next speaker was a publisher from Random House. I wouldn't even lie and say I wasn't excited to hear what she had to say. I was completely bursting at the seams. I was waiting to meet this very influential person. She spoke about the publishing industry and the variety of ways the budding authors can get their work published and seen. Yup, your girl was in awe and listened to every syllable that came out of her mouth. After she finished speaking, Roger spoke to us and told us that we need to use this day wisely. Take everything we could possibly take. He said that there are people in this room that you need to talk to. I felt like he was speaking directly to me. Maybe it was all in my head, but I felt his words deeply. I felt like he was reassuring me to not be nervous or scared, but to shoot my shot. So I did, and I raced up. And I spoke to the publisher of Random House. I told her about my upcoming book, gave the details, and told her about some of the people I wrote about. She seemed very interested and said to keep in contact. After I spoke with her, I seriously felt like I had an out-of-body experience. I was so excited. Talking with an actual publisher was mind-blowing. I needed to sit down. I didn't actually sit down, though. I ended up wandering the room and speaking with as many people as I could. I liked the group of writers. I felt honored to have such impactful conversations with everyone. At 4:45, we all gathered our belongings and hopped back onto the school bus and made our way back to Hamilton. We exchanged social media handles, phone numbers, and websites. We said our goodbyes, and I jumped into the backseat of my aunt's awaiting car. I just sat and reviewed the past 10 hours. I was glad that I went to the retreat. It was well worth it. I want to thank Roger Mooking for telling me about the retreat, for the Art Gallery of Hamilton for partnering with Roger, and to the RBC for their involvement. It was a good day. I want to thank you for listening to my Soundbites retreat experience, and I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for joining me for the latest episode of Words of Michelle, the podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on Apple Podcasts. Just a reminder, you can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you have any questions or would like to provide feedback, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email me at michelle@wordsofmichelle.com. You can also email me if you have inquiries regarding sponsoring the show. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye.